This is Wisconsin Public Radio on NPR One.
For many kids, summer camp is a part of growing up. Camps provide adventure and camaraderie, and that solidarity can be especially important for kids who've gone through a traumatic experience. Shemaine Mills reports on a camp for young burn survivors that will take place next week.
Burn scars can fade over time, but memories and friendships linger for those who've gone to Camp Timberley. On Tanya Bolchin's refrigerator is a picture of a camp buddy's new baby. Bolchin also has a photo album full of friends she met at camp, stored safely in her Middleton home.
We had the flooding and the recarpeting and everything last fall, so they were buried somewhere, so I spent a chunk of time trying to find them. But I did eventually find it.
The album includes pictures of Bolchin over the years. She started going to the East Troy camp at the tender age of 8.
At the time, I was having trouble staying overnight places, so so you're like, okay, if she can't make it, we got people that will drive her home middle of the night. It'll be fine. I think just knowing that, like, I made it the whole first week.
It was a confidence builder for the young girl who had been severely burned in a house fire as an infant and underwent 30 surgeries. But it never stopped her from attending camp every year, even if she was sidelined from some activities because of her injuries.
So over the years, like I, in high school, had several surgeries on my scalp, so I couldn't do some of the activities just because either I couldn't get my head wet or I couldn't put a helmet on.
That's her dog, Otis, who greets newcomers with a fierce bark that fades when the treats come out.
Sit. Good boy.
Bolchin, now 33, has been part of burn camp since it started, first as a participant, now as a counselor.
One of my kids had newer burns, so she had some Job's, the pressure garments still. So we're making sure we clean those after the lake and just making sure she had what she needed so she could have a good time at camp.
The camp has horseback riding, rope climbing, archery, and much more. There's plenty to do. This will be the first year cell phones aren't allowed, says another longtime camp counselor, Jimmy Ahn.
That's a big thing now that has changed over the 15 years that I've seen is just that how kids are always on their devices now. Where at camp, we want them to concentrate on the activities at camp, concentrate on each other, and not be on their devices.
On is a firefighter, one of many volunteers who staffed the free camp, started 25 years ago by the Charitable Foundation for the State Firefighters Union. Jimmy's son Oscar first went to camp at age 10 after he was burned in a kitchen accident.
Burn camp is kind of special. You get to be there to be yourself, you know. You go there every year. It's like your second family.
Now 17, this will be Oscar's last year at camp, but his father plans to continue being a counselor, calling it his most personally rewarding week of the entire year. Camp director and Milwaukee burn nurse Melissa Kirsten agrees.
Working in a burn center, we see people at their worst possible moments many times, and knowing that people get to get better is very rewarding, and being able to watch the children at camp, watch them get better and enjoying life and getting back to their lives is what keeps me going.
In a world where challenges can sometimes seem insurmountable, the camp is a refuge for those who may be suffering from more than burns.
They come from all over the state and different socioeconomic backgrounds where being a burn is sometimes not their biggest worry in life. So you really wonder, what will 1 week of a kid's life do? And I've heard this, I don't know how many people, I'm not the person I am today without burn camp.
Counselors reassure kids their injuries do not define them, but the traumatic experience leaves a mark and sometimes creates a path for how they'll live their life. Tanya Bolchin, for instance, spent endless hours of recovery reading books. She's now a librarian, opening up new worlds to others, just like burn camp expanded her horizons. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.